seriously concerned to learn that the status quo would be, you know, retained for the next 12 years. The agreement that we have, the trade and cooperation agreement that arose from Brexit, was devastating for our Irish fishing industry, but particularly our pelagic industry based in Killybegs, but obviously servicing the northwest of Ireland. Devastating impact. We lost access to Rockall also, which has cost millions upon millions to our Irish fishing fleet every year. And it appears that rather than reversing this injustice and having fairness for the Irish fishing fleet, they're going to bolt it down for the next 12 years. So we need urgent clarification from our own government around what all of this means.
Because, Deputy, that's kind of the point, isn't it, that Killybegs, as you've been highlighting repeatedly, has been in somewhat of a decline over the last number of years, and they're almost operating with one hand tied behind their backs. And I guess what seems to be the next step? Is it that they need people to start pushing for them at government level? Is it European level? Or just what are the next steps in terms to counter this?
Well, I mean, obviously the European Commission negotiate directly with the British government around this, but to me the European Commission have not heard, you know, just the impact. I don't know how this has happened, but they have not heard the impact this had on our fishing industry in Ireland, how unfair this was, the burden that the Irish fishing fleet carried to get this deal over the line, the loss of access to Rockall. And if they've not heard, that means our government haven't made sure that they've heard. And I cannot understand how an agreement like this could be made without the Irish government you know, being aware, not making the case. So, you know, we need urgent clarification from our own government as to how this happened. Were they ignored? Did they make the case in the first place? We need a lot of answers. We need them quick.